Welcome back to Who Be the Heroes. My name is Sila, and you are listening to an episode all about Odysseus and why or why not he may be considered a hero in Homer's Odyssey and the Iliad. In today's society, we have almost this idolization of heroes. We can see this in the movies and TV shows and media that is made and created for us. Two huge examples of this would be Marvel superheroes and DC superheroes. They've been around for many, many years, and they're still very popular today. So I am going to look at why Odysseus is a hero or why he's not a hero. Two sources that I found some of my information from was from Gregory Nagy. He is a professor at Harvard University, and his book is called The Greek Hero in 24 Hours. Another article that I looked at was from Meng Lang of North China Electric Power University. Her article is called The Making of Odysseus, the Hero in Homer's Odyssey. She wrote this in her article, and I quote, "A hero is more made than born, and he is always in the making, never a finished product. He must make strenuous efforts to make it possible for him to become a hero. However, his efforts alone are far from enough for making a hero. A hero is the outcome of collective efforts. This is not to say that his efforts are not important. To be a hero, he must have particular qualities that qualify him for being a hero." End quote. What she's saying is that a person must meet the standard that his society sets for him to become a hero. And the making of Odysseus the hero is complex because it requires constant testing and improving of his heroic qualities. He's not perfect. He's far from perfect. He makes mistakes, and we can see that throughout the Iliad and the Odyssey, in particular the Odyssey. So why are we asking ourselves if Odysseus is a hero? Well, he's definitely the most rounded and complex of the Greek heroes, if that's what we want to call him, in Homer. He's viewed as godlike many times. He's praised for qualities that the poet, Homer, considers heroic. He follows many codes of honor. He's extremely faithful, loyal to his friends, his crew, and his wife. And his loyalty towards his allies is definitely a trait too. He also has strength and physical prowess in both battle and competitions, which is also a necessity for heroic heroes. So let's take a look at what makes up some heroic qualities. We talk about heroes all the time, but do we really understand what a hero is? So my first quality that I'm going to look at is prime physical condition. And we can see this in our modern heroes today. For example, the Hulk. He's this ginormous green superhero, super strong, can lift cars and, break down buildings and things like that. So that's an example we see in modern times. But in the Odyssey, Odysseus proves himself to be in top peak condition several times throughout the epic. When he comes ashore on the island of the Phaeacians, sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, and he's taken in, they arrange a series of competitive games for him. He doesn't want to compete, but he is provoked by the rude Eurycles, and he throws a discus farther than any other person. Well, this is what Athena tells us, at least. So in this way, he proves himself to them, and he's even more glorified by them. Another heroic quality that we can see is bravery. Odysseus is noted for his bravery, as is shown by Penelope's repeatedly calling him, quote, my lion-hearted husband, end quote. Bravery does not mean that one does not have to fear at all, but rather it is the courage to overcome fear. So this doesn't mean that he's not allowed to be afraid, but he has to be able to overcome it, even if he doesn't like whatever that he is scared of or afraid of. In Book 9 of the Odyssey, Odysseus leads his crew against the giant Cyclops. The Cyclops' tremendous power is demonstrated by the act of snatching Odysseus' two crew members, throwing them on the ground, and killing them. And Odysseus and his crew have a unique reaction to this event that takes place. And today, it might not be considered very heroic. They wept and cried. Socrates does not like this, and he thinks that this is almost a fault of Odysseus. He says that a hero should not shed any tears. Well, Odysseus does shed many tears on many different occasions throughout the Odyssey. But I think that a hero's tears strengthen his position as a hero. They are a sign of weakness, yes, or they can be perceived as a sign of weakness, but weakness is human. A hero is a human being. Odysseus is human. He's not a god, so why should we put him to the same level of the gods? We wouldn't expect the gods to cry, but Odysseus is a man. He's human. So it's almost fitting that he should have some weakness. And the Odysseus with weaknesses is almost more heroic than Odysseus without weaknesses. The tears are a sign of fear. And because he's human, and all humans have fears, because he's not so powerful, he's not as powerful as the gods. Odysseus has fears and he overcomes them. So that makes him a hero. And tears are a sign of sorrow. Human beings have feelings and emotions. And throughout the Odyssey and the Iliad, there are many times that different characters are crying. And these characters are men, they're not just women. Like Telemachus and Menelaus, they cry along with many other characters. And it almost seems, and some scholars will agree, that it is very likely that tears were a very customary way of expressing emotions, especially in Homer's time. Again, another example of this is when Odysseus laments his bad fortune when he can't go back to his native land. He wants to see his wife, his son, his father, and he is just distraught. His affections, his feelings towards his family caused this sorrow. And I think this sorrow towards his family, he's missing his wife and his homeland, this shows his loyalty. And I think if Odysseus was not exemplary in his loyalty and his faithfulness towards his wife and his kingdom, if he was not this way, then he probably wouldn't be considered very much better than the suitors. We can see that they are just trying to ruin Penelope in every way possible. But Odysseus is extremely devoted to his wife. He was washed up on a distant shore in the middle of the ocean, and he was tempted by women like Circe, Calypso, and others. And he was always thinking back to his wife. He was stranded on Ogygia in the company of Calypso, and he is forced against his will to sleep with her, lie with her at night. But during the day, he sits and cries and cries and just wants to go home. And this shows his remarkable dedication to returning home, and I think is a major part of Odysseus's heroic identity. We can see that this is a common trait of heroes found in these epics from Homer. The loyalty and following the sometimes unspoken codes of conduct. When Odysseus returns to his homeland, he sees many of his old servants, and by their treatment of him as a stranger and their loyalty to Odysseus, who they haven't seen in 20 years, he has to decide whether or not he's going to punish them. And one of the first people that Odysseus, when he's disguised as a beggar, one of the first people he meets is the swineherd Emmaus. And Emmaus honors the Greek concept of xenia, which is hospitality, by taking Odysseus in and feeding him and providing him a place to sleep for the night before he returns home to Penelope and Telemachus. And this hospitality that we see of Emmaus shows that he cares to follow the Greek customs, which is very important to the poet. Odysseus also shows the importance of justice. And we could see this, or just what I mentioned earlier, he gets to decide whether or not he's going to punish someone when he returns home. Odysseus didn't need to kill all of the suitors, but he was compelled to do so because of their outrageous abuse of the customs of hospitality. Odysseus is more than just enacting revenge, but he wants to bring justice to this situation. And I think in this way, he should be considered a hero. And we can see this in modern days where the superhero meets the bad guy who has killed all these people or destroyed the city, and the hero decides to kill the bad guy because he just took all the lives of these innocent people or destroyed the city, and there was no reason for that. I think it's important to note that the gods take such an interest in the struggles of Odysseus. And I think this really reveals his importance and how much impact he really has throughout this whole story. Poseidon hates him. Poseidon is so angered by his actions against Calypso, against his Cyclops' son, that he causes the Greek ships to be just completely destroyed by storms. And even when Odysseus is saved by the Phaeacians, and shipped to Ithaca, Poseidon decides to punish them for aiding him, and he turns their ship to stone. So Poseidon would have done many other things too, like he would have crushed their entire island under a mountain if Zeus didn't order him to do so. Right now, we should lay out and talk about some of the more surprising aspects of Odysseus's heroic character. And I think there are details that Homer deliberately makes a very important part of his identity. First, number one, Odysseus is a bard, like Homer. This means he's a storyteller. In the Odyssey, Odysseus tells the story in his own words of his travels over all the years that he was lost at sea. He tells others about his exploits, and he gains their respect and admiration, and they give him many valuable treasures in return. And this happens many times, time and time again, where being a storyteller of some kind allows someone to be rewarded. After the massacre of the suitors, the only people who are spared are the singer and the herald. And the singer tells Odysseus that, quote, "You will be sorry in time to come if you kill the singer of songs," end quote. And I think this says that the talents of the singer were given to him by the gods themselves. Now I want to look at some uncharacteristic heroic qualities that today we might not view as a heroic quality, but at this time, Homer, we can see, may have found this important. One of these qualities I want to focus on is lying. It might seem like an unattractive quality, but I don't think that Homer really saw it this way. He almost praised Odysseus's cunning and used it many times throughout the story as a way of getting Odysseus what he wants. Odysseus is forced to use his wits in order to trick his way out of potentially unpleasant and all fatal situations. When he reached the island of the Cyclops and found him and his men trapped in the cave, Odysseus came up with a plan to punish Polyphemus by blinding him. And he tricks him this way by using the trick of, quote, "nobody," end quote, to prevent Polyphemus from receiving any help from his fellow Cyclops. And this plan from Odysseus allows him to escape, which is great. But he didn't use his strength to do this. He used his wits and his talent for schemes. And I think Homer praises Odysseus for his cunning many times and calls him resourceful Odysseus. And his wits are put up to the test again and again. For example, on Circe's island, where he tricks his adversary, Circe, in this case, and he's rewarded. Odysseus is lying and cheating his way out of trouble almost always ends up in his benefit. Odysseus is a great hero from the perspective of Homer. He has a lot of the same qualities that some characters like Hercules have. He has impressive physical strength, he's extremely loyal to his family, his comrades, his home, and in some way he's an enforcer of justice. An enforcer of the will of the gods, especially Athena, and all of the different ways that she helped him get back home. He's a great storyteller, and he uses his gifted and great mind to trick people along the way. I think it's important to note that Odysseus is not a god. We said this earlier, and he only has secular power. But Athena aids him and helps him. And this makes his secular power all the more impressive. And it almost seems that he's a god because of this. I think Odysseus is and is not a hero. He's alive, so I think he's not a true hero. Today, we think that heroes should die for the cause. Many of us think this, at least. And a true hero should die, but not all deaths are heroic. While fighting a death is heroic, drowning death is not. A true hero fights to the death like Achilles. I think Athena and Telemachus have a very similar idea of what a hero really is. And I found this in book 1, line 320 of the Odyssey. Athena says to Telemachus, quote, "You should learn your father is alive and coming home. You could hold out a year. Or if you learn that he is dead and gone, then you can come back to your own dear country and raise a mound for him and burn his gear with all the funeral honors due the man and give your mother another husband." End quote. Telemachus says to Athena in book 1, verse 270, quote, "Were his death known, I could not feel such pain. if he had died of wounds in Trojan country or in the arms of friends after the war, they would have made a tomb for him. The Achaeans and I should have all the honor as his son." End quote. Athena and Telemachus reach a consensus that death, the funerals, and the fame are three basic elements in the idea of a hero. The death is tragic, but it's heroic because it's for a cause. The funeral is sacred because they are honoring the sacrifice that he made. And the fame is undying, never going to end. He will live on like a legend. But I think out of all these three, Odysseus only has undying fame. He doesn't have a death or a funeral. And so I think with these three qualities or standards in mind for a hero can show us that Odysseus is and is not a hero. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this next episode of Who Be the Heroes. My name is Selah.